the greatest living composer right there, John Williams, with the Imperial March from The Empire Strikes Back, 1980. That was the soundtrack block there for you. Like I said, you're listening to ES Beats here on Radio Valencia.fm with DJ Origin Brewer and myself, DJ ESB. Everything's brought to you by the letter E.
Yes.
From our personal vinyl collection. Yes, we own what you just heard on vinyl.
Yes.
We kick things off with Georgetown and Tubular Bells, originally by Mike Oldfield and then resampled for the Exorcist soundtrack. It took me many, many years to find it on vinyl, and I did. The entire thing is amazing, but it's got everything on there. It's got some of the speaking parts. It's got some of the stuff that happens in Iraq at the beginning. One of the greatest, the greatest movie ever made, in my opinion, as humble as that may be. And then we had John Williams with the flying theme from E.T. I was debating whether I was going to play the full. There's one. It's the suite. It's 15 minutes long, though, so I decided to skip that. We went right into a different variation of a Yoda's theme, also from The Empire Strike Back, also released in 1980, also on the same label as Empire Strikes Back, but it was by Boris Midney, and he did it like a almost like a disco version of the whole album. And there's a lot of different disco versions of those science fiction themes from the 70s and 80s. In fact, my parents, DJ Grandma and DJ Grandpa, gave me one of those years ago. But it didn't fit into the letter E. And I love Boris Midney. So we found that in North Beach not that long ago. We went over there with DJ Q-Nut and DJ Adame.
Yeah.
And we found this little record store over in North Beach. And it was phenomenal. Like, they had some really good stuff. And I found that fantastic reinterpretation of The Empire Strikes Back.
Speaking of Adame and Q-Nut, I hope DJ Q-Nut was listening, because it's on at home.
Oh, good.
So hopefully she heard her E.T.
That's awesome. And then we had the original phenomenal Imperial March.
Yes.
By John Williams for the best of the series. They've made a lot of them.
Yeah.
Star Wars series, The Empire Strikes Back. You're listening to ES Beats, like I said. I'm DJ ESB, wherever you are. Thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful Saturday. I mean, it's gorgeous out there.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous now. The sun's come out again. It's shining.
Yeah, it is out.
The Broncos are up at halftime, 17-10.
Hey.
Arizona's pulling away in the second half with 7 minutes left. They're up by 13. Very, very excited about that.
Okay.
You're talking to two people here. You're listening to two people that went to the number one team in the country right now.
I feel like you need to.
I don't care.
Be careful with.
Right now they are. They might not be in 2 months, but right now they are. They are the unanimous number one team in the country. University of Arizona Wildcats.
Yes.
Undefeated, doing things that no team has ever done before. I should say.
Okay.
The number of ranked teams they've beaten is unprecedented. They beat, I think it was 5 top 10 teams in the first 2 months of the season, all of which on the road. So they just beat, they're in the process of beating UCF right now, and will remain undefeated unless something drastic happens in the last 7 minutes of the game, which could happen.
Yeah.
That's fine. I actually kind of want them to get that loss out of the way.
Yeah.
It's very, very rare that a team goes wire to wire in sports. So we'd like them to lose one game before March would be nice.
Yeah.
Just so they can get it out of their system. Should we get back to some music?
Sure.
I'm just loving playing music. We haven't been in here for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And we were drinking some electrolytes here and kind of getting our energy back up so we can go watch the Niners play.
Yeah.
I've been very sick for too long now.
I know.
But it was really good coming in. It's almost like a tonic coming in and putting these songs together. It's a tonic, a balm for myself, if you will.
Okay.
This one's for you, lovey.
Oh.
Haven't heard this in a while.
Oh, I'm excited. Toodles.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Oh, shit. So we're going to start again. Keep talking.
Okay. I'll keep talking because we thought we were hearing something, but...
This is going to take a while.
Clearly we're not. Okay.
This is going to take a while.
This is going to take a minute. Okay, well, I guess we'll give a minute. So, and hopefully... We have DJ Adame tuning in all the way across the pond because she now, is in the UK. And she's in London now until, I think, the end of May? May 23rd, it sounded like. So she was, she and her friend Viv, who were going to go out for a curry tonight. If they didn't go out to the pubs after, we're going to come home and they were going to try to tune in and listen.
Yeah, I do love the fact that I introduced them to this curry house and they've already been back.
Yeah, I know. But I haven't heard from her, so they may have hit the pubs instead.
I'm sure they did. All right, let's try that again.
Okay, round two. Toodles.
Oh yeah. Sex, 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 crime, 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 crime,
soon you'll take me up in your arms, too late to beg you. I'll cancel it though, I know it must be the killing time, unwillingly mine. Against your will, through the thick and thin, you will wait until you give yourself to him. In the starlit nights, I saw you so cruelly. Me. Your lips a magic world, your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon will come too soon. Fate against your will. fall. No matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day. Day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Deep in the heart of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And this torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you, day and night, night and day. Thank you.
The exquisite voice and lyrics
of Guy Garvey.
Of Guy Garvey.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. He's amazing.
I know. Just amazing.
That was Kindling off the 2017 album Little Fictions by Elbow. Oh. The last track on the album. They do another version of that song. It's called Kindling Fickle Flame. It's a duet and it's phenomenal. It's a much better version of the song. It
just gets
me every time.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the other guy that's
on I can't remember his name. I knew as soon as I brought it up, but I feel bad that I can't remember.
That's right. We can look and come back.
Phenomenal stuff there. I mean, there's no secret. We're big Elbow fans here at ES Beats. And his voice, firstly, but more importantly, his lyrics. And we're going to hear some more of those, obviously, in the last section of the show. We've got 30 minutes to go here on ES Beats on RadioValencia.fm, Transmissions from the Mission.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice block there. We kick things off with Sex Crime, 1984, by Eurythmics, off the album 1984. Yeah, I always loved that growing up. And then The Killing Moon, brand new, brand new to me. Bought it today. The Killing Moon, it was the all-night version, 12-inch, released as a Record Store Day Black Friday special by Echo and the Bunnymen, the band that U2 wishes they were. And, yeah, phenomenal stuff there. I love that version. And then we had Night and Day, also a Record Store Day special, 12-inch single by Everything But the Girl. Had that for a little while, doing Cole Porter's Night and Day. And like I said, Elbow from Little Fictions with Kindling here on ES Beats. I've noticed, it must be something in the studio. I know Maldoror is listening, and for those of you unaware, and you like listening to radio at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, like you are today on Saturday, you can do the same thing on Sunday.
True.
And listen to Maldoror's Curated Catastrophe. But he's in the chat room, which you could be too if you went to RadioValencia.fm and jumped in the chat room, log in there and say hi. But it's weird. There's a real distortion here in the studio on everything we're playing. It doesn't matter what headphones we're listening on or the speakers. I don't know if you're getting that at home. Maldoror can always, he's got a really good ear for that. So if you're still listening, just jump in the chat room, let us know. It might just be your end of the bargain. Not ours. I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
How you doing, love?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah.
Should we listen to some more music?
I think so. More E.
Yeah, more E. This is a whole show is brought to you by the letter E.
Mm-hmm.
A personal vinyl collection.
Yes.
If I'm back in the studio next Saturday, we'll move to F. I know, what a concept.
Jeez, I know. Huh.
Don't mess around. No. So, as I was saying, Elbow and Guy Garvey, his voice is like silk, but...
Yeah.
But... The lyrics is what gets me, and it's funny. I feel like we've been going on the same journey together through life, listening, because we're always around the same age, and he's singing about the same things that I really relate to. Singing about falling in love early on, and then singing about having kids, and you name it. He wrote my favorite love song of all time, which we will still hear later. But this next song is probably my favorite Elbow song of all time because of the lyrics, and how it reminds me of. When the kids were growing up and we would get in the car and drive somewhere, maybe we're driving to Tahoe and they're asleep in the back seat because they were young enough to fall asleep in the car back then.
Yeah.
And maybe you're falling asleep too. And this, he wrote this song about when he was driving to Inverness in Scotland with his wife and child. So if you can listen to the lyrics, I know it's to put your headphones on wherever you are. It is my favorite Elbow song. It's not their best song, I understand that, but it's my favorite Elbow song. And it's called The Only Road. And it's phenomenal. Here you go.
Toodles.
couch beside me. And a very chatty monkey fast asleep behind me. And the mountains rose before us, noble brass of the chorus. Talk of country kindness as we put some miles behind us. And I guess we'll get to Inverness tonight. And I've lined a piper up just to make you cry. And the moon shows up to roll around our sky. And I've never been so sure that I was right where I should be in my whole life. Oh, I didn't see you coming, but now I'm out without you. You're the cooling glassy water that feeds the trees about you. And the only road I know now is you and I together. And the little heart we started picks up that beat forever. I guess we'll get to Inverness tonight. And I've lined a piper up just to make you cry. And the moon shows up to roll around our sky. And I've never been so sure that I was right where I should be in my whole life. And I've never been so sure that I was right where I should be in my whole life.
Thank you.
elbow again there. I know, because it's very cliche. It's, you're going to get more elbow before the end of the show. Sorry. If you don't like elbow, maybe just wait till later. But amazing stuff there. That was Elbow off their album Giants of All Sizes with the song Weightless. It was the final track on that album. Now they always seem to save their best for last on every album, which is pretty funny. That was a three-song block there here on ES Beats on RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. I'm DJ ESB. Kick things off with The Only Road by Elbow off of Flying Dream 1. Came out in 2021. Then we had In a Sentimental Mood, which seemed to work right after The Only Road, because The Only Road is very sentimental to me, by Duke Ellington with John Coltrane, off the album Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. And then with Elbow, like I said, with Weightless off Giants of All Sizes. You've been listening to ES Beats. We're here every Saturday, at least we try to be, from 2 till 4, on the fantastic, the phenomenal, the incomparable RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. You never know what you're going to get, but I promise you it's going to be good. Tomorrow's great. We've got a great lineup of shows. We've got a great lineup of shows every day now, which is fantastic. I've been listening to them. I've been traveling a lot for work and for fun, and I've been listening to them a lot when I'm on the road. In fact, I was driving back from Sacramento just a couple of days ago and listening to Radio Valencia the whole way, and I even got to listen to a rerun of Maldoror's Curated Catastrophe, the reason I am here on the station. Can't thank him enough for giving me the opportunity to discover this place, and then having an opportunity to do our own show, which is amazing. 6 years this week or 6 years next week. I can't remember which. We'll have a look when we go home. But yeah, we started here on the station about 6 years ago this month, and we've loved every minute of it, and I can't wait to be back again in the studio, maybe next week, maybe the week after, hopefully next week. We're going to see. And if we are in the studio next week, it'll be the letter, well, it'll just be me, and it'll be the letter F. A lot of fun stuff on the F stuff. I was going through the vinyl this morning when I was pulling out all the E. I was like, ooh, that's going to be a fun show. I didn't realize we had as much F as we had. So, let's get back to the show. We've got 15 minutes left. I think I alluded to this earlier. My favorite love song ever written is coming up. And there's people celebrating anniversaries today. So, DJ Grandma and Grandpa, happy anniversary. And I hope you enjoy this song. You know, it's funny. It doesn't matter what stage of love you're in, whether you're 17 years old and in your first relationship, or you're 19 and you're in a long-distance relationship, or you're like DJ Original Brew and I here, been together a while and still completely in love and having fun, and wherever you are, this song seems to sum it up right when you fall in love. It's that moment you fall in love. So if you can put your headphones on and listen to this, it's a life-changing song. It's called Mirrorball. It's off my favorite Elbow album, The Seldom Seen Kid, and I've been saving it for a while. And so happy anniversary, DJ Grandma and DJ Grandpa. Here we go.
Am I sorry now has made it to graffiti. I was looking for someone to complete me. We'll be right back. chummy creased. If you think I wink, I did. Laugh politely up, repeat. Yeah, kiss me when my lips are thin. Anyway, it's looking like you're here.